Greetings, George and Elaine. This is Al Beliveau from Popovsky, Minnesota, up in the deep north woods. The snow keeps the riffraff out, and the mosquitoes and the ticks keep everybody else away. We enjoy ourselves up here. Been prepping since, 1933. I grew up with some people, my grandparents, who lived through the Depression, and so I'm pretty familiar with what we got to do in order to stay alive. I'm a long-time reader, long-time listener, and first-time caller. I seldom ever comment. I think I commented a couple of years ago. Don't want my name attached to anything on the internet, personally. Anyways, I'm a welder, mechanic, stuff like that. I fix things, I make things, and I really enjoy reading you every day. Sometimes it takes me a whole day to read your article because I'm in and out working on this or that, but I take a break and I read a little more, and I enjoy all of our comrades in arms who are also doing the same thing, just trying to live another beautiful day. One of the things that I do in today's column, this is Sunday, talking a little bit about making things. I weld with children. I started welding when I was 5 years old. My father bought me made a small little welding helmet for me, and I started stick welding. Looked like goose shit until I got in high school and actually learned how to weld. And I do the same thing with children now with a wire welder. And I do thousands, literally thousands of children. This week I've welded with something like about 60 different children, all ranging in age from 5 years old up into their teens. And also a lot of women, a lot of their moms want to weld too. And I weld little dragonflies out of silverware. What it does is it kind of activates within people's systems. Wow, look at this. I can actually make something. I can do this. And I hope that they go on and continue to do that. I know I've had numerous students go out and buy their own welders and start making things themselves and fixing things. So that's the thing that I'm trying to do to make the world a better place. I want to touch on something really quick because you talked about throwing your generator into your tractor bucket and heading out and fixing the line fence. And just recently, I have realized that I can use my power packs, my battery packs, to run a little MIG welder, in which I weld most of my stuff with now. I started out years ago with a great big Lincoln and a big welding rig, and now I'm down to welding with batteries and a little Harbor Freight wire welder, and I get the job done. So that's something maybe you could look into. I started out with a 1,400-watt pack, and now I'm on a 2,400-watt pack, which never seems to kick out. I just weld away. So maybe something to research and share with the rest of your people also, because it's quite portable. I'm eventually going to set mine up on a little bicycle trailer, and then I'll have my little electric bicycle, and that's my mobile welding unit. You know, I started out with a one-ton, and now I'm down to an electric bicycle. George, I am forever grateful to you and Elaine for putting up with him and for always inspiring me and looking at new things and figuring things out. And one of these days, I'll get my doggone ham radio set up. The antennas are on the way. So good talking with you, George, and we'll see you down the road. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.